Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
I didn't know that on my grandbaby that her skull was fractured in five places. I didn't know at that time when her head hit the seat in front of her face first that it not only destroyed her face and broke who knows how many bones in her face, but her brain had come forward at such a tremendous impact that when it came forward and then when it snapped back, it disconnected her eyes and the stem. Dr. Marks, head of neurology, later told me there was nothing connected to her brain. But it didn't make any difference to me. I got the Word of God. It cannot fail unless I doubt it. The church has been far lax of believing this magnificent book. The average Christian that I know, even men of faith, had walked into that room and saw that grandbaby, they would have lost it. They would have been screaming and crying. But I've come to realize screaming and crying don't move the hand of God. Only faith. Only faith moves the hand of the King. I know I did things that the average person didn't understand. But as I walked up there, I raised my hands and I said, Father, I don't know what all's wrong with these two little girls, but I can only go by what I see. But I said, you said in John 15:7, that if I remained in you and your words remained in me, I could ask you for anything and you would do it. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of that one verse for my grandbaby, I ask you to completely restore her and make her normal. And I want to thank you for doing it. I said, now, Father, I've got my other little baby here, Kelly. She's like a grandbaby to me because my daughter had kept her in our home since she was born. So she was as much like a grandbaby as my own grandbaby was. I said, Lord, I step across the page to John 16:23-24. And John 16:23-24, you said, in that day you shall ask me, Jesus, nothing. But you shall ask the Father in my name anything you want to, and he will do it for you. So therefore, ask anything in my name, and it will be yours, so your joy may be full. Now, with those two promises, how can I go wrong? But see, those two promises have been in the Word of God forever, for 2,000 years. So far as I'm concerned, that's it forever. So with those kind of promises, if you believe the Word and you stand on them, God's Word cannot fail you. So when I quoted those two verses to the King, so what did I do then? What I always tell everybody to do when I pray for them, I stood in the face of those two babies with the Word of God in my hand and worshiped and praised the King of the universe. When somebody would walk in, there was a doctor walked in after about 4 hours. He said, sir, he said, I'm sorry. I said, for what? He said, sir, this little girl, this little three-year-old, she cannot live. He said, you see the pressure on her brain? I said, well, yeah, I see that instrument. I don't know what it means. I said, I see it reads 20. He said, sir, that's not critical. That's critical, critical. He said, she's going to die any second. What does most people, whose report does most people believe? A doctor? Sure we do. Why? Isaiah 53:1 and Romans 10:16 says, whose report will you believe? The Lord's? No. The church does not believe this book. We don't. We don't believe God's Word. But I was one of those most of my life. So I can know and I can be right there with you because I was not taught that this book in church means exactly what it says. But I learned it studying it on my own and by direct revelation from the Lord. So as I stood on this word, I said, no problem, sir. I said, I'm going to guarantee you with the promises God made me that both these little girls are going to be out of here in record time running and playing. This guy thought I was crazy. I mean, he's a doctor, and he's seen the MRIs. The MRI shows there's nothing connected to her brain. And as a doctor, he knows medically there's no surgery in the world can put that brain back together. He knows there's no surgery in the world can connect those little cords that come from the eyes back to the brain. It's impossible. Mankind has a limit of what they can do. But Luke 1:37 says, with God, nothing is impossible. So whose report am I going to believe? God's. And so I told him, I'm no problem, sir. I said, she'll run and play again. And so he looked at me and he leaves. Now at this point, I've not shed one single tear. Because I realized that this don't move the hand of God. Faith is the only thing that moves the hand of the king. I have realized for a long time I'm in a war with the devil. The war is really between the devil and God. But guess who's hung in the middle? You and me. The devil is coming to attack and kill you and me in our flesh because he can do no damage to God anyway except through us. So he's trying his best to wipe out the church. He's been trying to do that forever. He's still doing the same thing. And most of us have never realized who the enemy is and what he's doing and how much power God has given us since he came here 2,000 years ago and defeated the devil and handed us the word. It's taken me a lifetime to get where I can believe this book. And I'm just about there. Just about there. So anyway, I praised him and worshiped him and thanked him. Well, I stood between the little two girls' beds and worshiped and praised and quoted the word of God and sang for hours. This little social worker, about 6 hours later, she came over and she said, sir, I will never forget you or this day as long as I live. I said, why, honey? She said, I have never seen a human being that lost his wife and his daughter. And he walked into a hospital with two little girls that he loves. And we tell them they can't live. And all he does is stand between the little girls with a Bible in his hand, quoting the Word of God and worshiping and praising the Lord and singing precious little songs to these little girls. I've never seen a human being do that before in my life. And I said, I'm going to guarantee you, young lady, you're going to see my God do the greatest miracle on these two little girls you've ever seen in your life. Amen. And she didn't know how to take that. So she turned and walked out. I stood there between the little girls' beds until about 2 a.m. in the morning, worshiping and praising the Lord. I said, well, I'm going home, Lord. I said, they're in your hands. You take good care of them. I said, I'm going home to get some sleep because I got a Bible study class to teach in the morning. I got church tomorrow. So I went home, went to bed, slept a few hours, got up at 9 o'clock. I'm standing in the foyer of the church, welcoming everybody in, just like I do every Sunday morning. Thurman, what are you doing here? I said, where should I be? They said, well, we understand Betty and Amanda were killed yesterday. I said, you heard right. They said, we understand Caitlin and Kelly's not going to live. I said, you heard wrong. I said, the little girls are fine. But we heard. I said, like I say, you heard wrong. You heard the wrong report. The little girls are going to be fine. I said, because the Word says so. That kind of goes over most of our heads. The Word said so. You don't go by what you see or your five physical senses when it comes to faith. You go by what's written in the Word. Not what the devil can do to you through the flesh. So when you step into that realm, you lose them. They both die. No problem. The devil had no problem killing those little girls. He was standing there with his hatchet over both of them, just waiting for me to doubt one time. And if he did, they'd have both died, I guarantee you. But I was not going to doubt. So I taught my Bible study class, everything that Sunday afternoon. I went back down there, and I walked in, and I walked in over Kelly and Caitlin, and I began to quote John 14:13-14. Two magnificent promises, back to back. See, God give those two promises for, so a man could even get them with brain damage. Some of y'all don't understand that, do you? Every man is born with brain damage. You got to tell every man everything at least twice. The women get it the first time around, but the men don't. We have no connecting link between right and left brain like the women do, so you have to tell us at least twice. So God, through the Apostle John, wrote those two promises back to back in John 14:13 and 14, so we'd be sure that the girls would get it on the first time, but the guys would have to read it twice. So thank God he put it in there. I got it. So by him getting it, a double whammy back to back, I could get that, see. So I could stand on those. I said, Lord, for her face. I said, I know in John 15:7 you're going to heal her body. I don't even know what's wrong with it, but I said, her little face. I said, that little face has tore all to pieces and she's unrecognizable as a human being. But I said, Lord, you said right there in John 14:13-14, I could ask the Father in the name of Jesus anything I want to and you'll do it. Did he not say that? So if you got the same Jesus I got, and he says, I can ask the Father in the name of Jesus anything I want to, where's your limitations? None. You don't have any. It's your unbelief is the only thing that's your limitations. God's a faith God. You walk up and start crying saying, oh God, where are you, Lord? Oh God, what you going to do? The babies are going to die. Because that's not faith. You walk up and say, Lord, you said. In your word right here, you said. And start quoting his word to him. Just like I did. And then start praising him and thanking him. So I'd sit there all day, every day. And I'd read those Magnificent Promises over her. First time I read them, I said, Lord, I ask you to restore that little face and make it beautiful and perfect in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I don't want a scar on it. You said, I can ask anything and you'll do it. So I know you can do exceedingly abundantly above all I can even think or imagine. So I said, Lord, I can imagine a beautiful little face. No problem. So I said, that's what I want, Father, in Jesus' name. I said, thank you for it. Then an hour, maybe 30 minutes, whatever, I'd read those two verses and said, Lord, thank you for your word. It can never fail me. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you. Somebody come in and say, she's not going to live. I said, oh, yeah, she's going to live. I said, you're going to be amazed in a few days. You see these two promises right here? I said, Jesus wrote that in his word. I said, Jesus can't lie. I said, that word right there. I said, I have asked him to restore that little face without a scar, and I'm going to guarantee you in a very short period of time that little girl won't have a scar on her face.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.